This scenario is quite commonplace in large, complex projects, and Ruth was up to the challenge. It was in this austere setting that I witnessed the magic of strengths-based project management from Ruth. Without any real pronouncements, she went about her work as project manager, gathering stakeholders to create effective coalitions around the various objectives and deliverables that needed to be built. She sought out the best in her team by asking, cajoling, convincing, influencing, empowering, celebrating, and giving the team the gift of her rigor. We all felt that we were in the service of something greater, despite the daily grind. I see now that Ruth was using strengths-based project management to build a better team so that we could overcome the challenges of that environment. I've since come to understand that this approach is needed in every project environment, from startup product development efforts to large-scale complex projects. Since that time, I have come to believe that the only path forward is to engage our teams from their individual strengths. We must become project motivators or risk project failure. This audiobook is for anyone looking for a better way to engage teams in project work. So much depends on getting the right people on the bus and building a team container that is strong yet flexible. Strengths-based project management is the pathway to a focused